Next application is case number 11410, the application of Judith Skinner. The site is located southeast of Route 36 Shawnee Road, 1,200 feet northeast of Route 620 Abbott's Pond Road. The 911 address is 16758 Shawnee Place, Milford, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 5, requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returned. That's all I have. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Deborah Case, 16746 Shawnee Place, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Judith Skinner, 16746 Shawnee Place, Milford, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Swear.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. I'm requesting a special use exemption for a daycare. It's on my mother's property, Judy Skinner. It is behind the residence. It's a 3-acre piece of property that's fairly wide and fairly deep. And behind the main house is what used to be a small nursing home. And it's been changed. It's not a nursing home anymore. And so I want to have the daycare in there. It shouldn't present any problem to the neighborhood. There is a hedgerow there, and there's plenty of parking back there. There's stone, you know, a driveway area. So there's plenty of, there's actually trees on both sides of the property, but they're kind of still quite a distance from any houses. My neighbors don't object. I actually care for the grandchildren of the one neighbor anyway. It's actually his great-grandchildren. There's three of them. I don't operate on weekends or evenings. It's just Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, during business hours. Anything else you want to know, I guess?
I know you got the age of the children. They're 12 and up?
No.
You have 12 children, ages?
Ages, birth to 12 years old.
Okay.
I really have mostly the younger children. I don't have any school children currently, but a license for that large family would allow for up to age 12.
Oh, okay. Right, well, you've covered your hours, Monday through Friday. Okay.
Are you doing it now?
Well, what I have now, because I wondered when you put the sign out, thinking, oh, no, she's a little bold having a sign out here already. I came for a variance 2 years ago for this similar thing. That building is actually divided, so I have the 12 and a license for that one side. But I get so many calls for infants and the young children that I need to. And it's not going to be one. It's still going to be two separate entities because my parents like a small group. And that's why this is actually letter A. Yeah, this is A. The other place that I already had the variance for is B.
Okay. Well, what are we talking about here? Is there a drawing submitted?
No, there was to begin with. Yeah, how it is? It's a long building.
Did you submit a drawing with your application?
It had the property and the actual marked in where the daycare sat on the property.
We have that, Mr. Lank.
I have a copy of a portion of a survey. I thought you received that in the mail.
No.
I'm trying to figure it out here.
Did I highlight the area for you on that one?
No.
There is a variance from the electric company on the western side of the property. I've been there for years. They took off a corner with just a few years before I bought it, about 40 years ago.
I think what misleading is that it was copied upside down and attached upside down. So there is
they copied it for me in the office because I had my one huge one. And
right,
yeah,
it showed a two-story frame house, a barbecue and patio behind it, and then you've got, I don't know if you get it or not, because it's only a portion of the survey.
Ma'am, the question at hand for us for special use exception is, will the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
It won't, because it's, like I said, it's very like, our house sits in the middle of our property, so there's much land on this side and much land on this, and then trees down both sides. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my neighbors didn't have any objections. The people right on both sides.
Has the current use had any type of effect on?
No, okay. I haven't had any problems with it. I know the other people are really glad to have me there because their children go right back over there to swim when they're done with daycare. Yeah. So.
So where is it on this lot here?
Oh, this is she's looking. There's some parking spaces. Here's more parking spaces. And this is the building. Mm-hmm. Is it divided into two?
This is our piece of property right here?
That's it.
Okay. And this is the road. Mm-hmm. Then mom's house sits here. Then there's the garage. And it is right back here.
Okay.
Not that far back. We still have some property behind.
Okay. Just so the board has some idea.
Yes.
All right. On these two lots here?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my question. You heard Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I want to be careful because we got a lot of people talking. And from, I know we had four different people talking. I'm sure it's going to pick up, and from a record standpoint, it might be difficult. So,
Ms. Skinner says there's two pieces of a survey attached. It's been split. There's a dwelling in the front. There's basically a driveway around the dwelling. There's a driveway extended back in a circular effect around what was the referenced nursing home to the rear. And there's parking spaces on both sides of the drive. And there's a 2,484 square foot building, which was the nursing home. And it showed up on the drawings, just the way it's copied. It didn't come out very good. I can pass this down, but this is an original copy.
The around the building back there.
First drawing didn't show it right. That's what threw me off.
Heavy regulation for a commercial driveway because of nursing home requirements.
Can I ask my question now, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, okay. Okay.
On the both sides, you're lot number what? Five? On the lot next to six. Are they regular homes there? Okay, and then on lot four, that's also a residence?
Is that on the other side?
That's the other side.
Yes, it is.
And they have no objections to your...
That's correct.
Okay.
This is her house. This is the driveway coming around.
Mm-hmm. That's the place. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she showed.
So you got half that place already fixed up?
Correct.
Okay. Now you're going to fix the other half up?
That's
Get you right into it.
Yeah. So what age of kids do you have on your first half?
I have the whole age of like, could be birth to 12. Currently my kids, what it is, I found it really difficult to work with the mixed age group also. So I'm probably going to have birth to 3. Be in one side, and then when they get near to 3, move them over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And usually by the time they go to school, they really start going to like Boys and Girls Clubs and things. So it's the little kids, you just can't get enough infant care. I worked for Office of Child Care Licensing for 20 years. I retired to do the daycare. That's always been the need, is the little kids.
You're doing the same thing right now, what you're doing. I mean, you're asking for it. Just to make it bigger then.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. So Instead of 12 kids, you have on here, it'd be like 24 now.
Well, it will be, but according to licensing, it will be 2 licenses of 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the state requires for you, right?
You could go to a center if you wanted to put a door in between, but I don't want to.
Okay.
That's
separate.
My parents, most of the parents for little kids, like to walk into a small group, and that's what I found really well. So that's why I want to keep it as 2 separate.
2 separate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Mills, did you?
Yeah. I guess for the record, I guess what we are looking at is a parcel that is almost 300 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And the building in question is in the back half.
That's correct.
Of that 300 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it shows here, too.
No other questions.
Ms. Hudson, did you have any further questions? Mr. Vickers, you have any further questions?
I would add to that, it's what, 2.8 acres?
Yep.
Yes.
2.8 acres.
And Mr. Workman, you have any further?
No question.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do. I noticed on your application, you said this would be in 16758A, existing building. And I just want to be clear, the part that you are currently have 12 children being cared for, is that in 16758B?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this is
a new one.
I just want to make sure we're clear on the application that this is a different thing and not something we
tenant deal together.
Need to re-advertise for.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant stated that the present use and the future use will not have a substantial adverse effect on uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11410 as requested.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11410. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Records?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11410 is approved.
All right, thank you.
Let me ask you a question before you leave. Curiosity.
Yeah.
As I've sat in the board now, the years I've sat on there, I've seen so many daycares. What do you contribute this to? The growing of the county, or
there is
what is happening?
Mothers.
We got younger people coming in that.
Yeah, and just working mothers, you know, and
that's what you contribute to this. Yeah,
it is.
Because we've had a lot of
and
them
see
pass.
The thing is too with the little kids, especially the ratios in licensing, you could only have four infants for one person in a center. So people don't do a lot of infant care because it almost doesn't pay for itself in centers. So the smaller groups in the homes will do it. And that's what mine's in between a center and a home.
Okay.
You know. So
all right, so you contribute that to the growing.
Yeah, just population and, like I said, working moms.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you and good luck, ma'am.